Israeli tanks are just down the hill from Manger Square in Bethlehem, and an Israeli attack helicopter was trading fire with Palestinian gunmen in the square itself, the closest Israeli troops have been to the spot where Jesus was born.
Oh, little town,
the suicide bomber walked into a restaurant in Haifa and blew himself up. The powerful bomb, strong enough to rip off the metal facade, completely gut the restaurant and blow off the roof, caused many deaths and injuries.
The first explosion was at a crowded restaurant in the port city of Haifa. More than a dozen people were killed. The second bomber targeted a paramedic station at a Jewish West Bank settlement, injuring several members of an intensive care unit.
The silent stars go by.
Hours later, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon made a televised speech in which he declared that his country was in a war against terrorism.
Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting
light.
Of all the
years. Rifle fire echoed off the walls of Bethlehem this morning, and helicopter gunships looked for targets in Manger Square next to the Church of the Nativity. The tanks rolling through town have forced up to 100 Palestinians, many of them armed, to take refuge this evening within the walls of the biblical birthplace of Christ.
Christ is born of Mary.
We heard for an hour or two a number of Israeli helicopters and warplanes flying above, and then we could see from Beit Sahur, that's the town next to Bethlehem, a column of tanks entering. And now I've been able to see some tanks parked just outside Manger Square, that's right in the heart of Bethlehem, right next to the Church of the Nativity. So it does appear that Israeli forces have made their presence felt in quite some way in this town.
While mortals sleep, the angels keep.
They have destroyed completely seven of our buildings, completely, around my office.
A wandering love.
A bomb went off in a supermarket in a Jerusalem neighborhood around midday on Friday, when the supermarket is full of people buying food for their weekend. There are a number of casualties, according to officials. It appears also that this was a woman suicide bomber who set herself off and blew up the entranceway of the supermarket.
In a separate battle, a Palestinian woman and her son were wounded by Israeli gunfire. They later died, and a second son indicated that the Israelis would not let the ambulances through.
And praising to God, O King.
I am appealing to the whole international world to stop this aggression against our people.
First, to bring it to the cabinet should be approved. Second, he cannot take anyone with him because they are wanted and murderers around him there. And the third thing is going to be one-way ticket.
Two men.
I urge the leadership of both peoples to stay the course and continue the quest for peace. The essential first step is an immediate ceasefire.